Now to the latest from the Financial Services Royal Commission, which is today examining how banks foreclose on loans that turn bad. And this morning it was the Queensland-based Suncorp Bank which was under intense scrutiny over a loan it called in, even though it had been found to have approved it irresponsibly in the first place. The ABC's senior business correspondent Peter Ryan is covering the Royal Commission and he joins me now in the studio. Peter, tell us more about this loan that was called in by Suncorp.
Hi, Eleanor. This relates to five loans made to Peter and Jennifer Lowe. Those loans went into distress after Peter was killed in a workplace accident. His family was left with outstanding debts, with interest building up at the rate of $1,200 a week. Now, despite the Lowe family asking for hardship consideration, Suncorp stuck with its practice of pulling in bad business loans within 12 months. The matter went to the Financial Ombudsman Service, which found maladministration and that one of the five loans for $240,000 had been approved irresponsibly. With the heavy interest, which was put on hold, FOS said the loan still had to be settled within 12 to 18 months, putting enormous stress on Mr. Lowe's widow, Jennifer. Senior Counsel Assisting Rowena Orr QC pressed Ombudsman Philip Field on whether his ruling at the time on the repayment schedule was fair and realistic.
My frame of mind was more around a person in that situation making payments until they're 80 and whether or not that was sustainable.
And do you think it was the right thing for you to have done, to have conveyed to the parties that 12 to 18 months was reasonable and 5 years was the outer limit?
In hindsight, I don't think that was the correct thing to do. I think I should have got on the phone to the bank then and there to try and resolve the matter.
You were aware, weren't you, that Mrs. Lowe was offering to pay $1,101 a month for the life of the loan, which was more than the existing repayment schedule.
I was aware she was offering to repay that. I can't recall if it was more than the existing repayment schedule.
You now accept, I think, that your response to that, which was that 12 to 18 months or 5 years was the outer limit of any repayments, was wrong.
Yes, I do.
Philip Field from the Financial Ombudsman Service, questioned there by Senior Counsel Assisting Rowena Orr QC. Peter, these cases are quite horrific. This morning we're also hearing complaints about Bankwest and how it refused to roll over a loan at the height of the global financial crisis. What is the Commission looking at here?
Well, we've been hearing from a former Bankwest executive, Michael Kelly, who left the bank in 2007 to run finance for a property developer, and he had about $6 million in loans. But Mr. Kelly said at the height of the global financial crisis in 2009, after the Commonwealth Bank bought Bankwest under pressure from the federal government, he was effectively ambushed by Bankwest when he was told he'd need to refinance despite not having missed repayments or broken loan covenants. That was problematic given the backdrop of the GFC, and at the time it was almost impossible to find other loans. And this comes after comments last week from the Royal Commission. There was no substance to complaints that Bankwest had a strategy of systemically defaulting loans.
Peter Ryan, our correspondent there, who's covering the Royal Commission. Thank you.